660 AM, The Answer.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3811. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-3811. 1-800-700-3811.
Dallas Fort Worth's home for stimulating talk. 660 AM, The Answer.
Welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. The second hour roundtable starts now.
Well, welcome back, ladies. Can we talk? This is Debbie Georgiadis, and this is the most fast and fun 2 hours of my week doing this radio show. In my second hour leading ladies this week, I'm joined by Jenny McGarry and Carrie Kellerman.
Good evening.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
And we have a guest in the studio tonight. She's a candidate for U.S. Congress from Congressional District 32 from Texas, CD 32. Her name is Sherry Rocknien, and it's fun to have her right here in the studio. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for inviting me.
So glad you're here. So glad you're running for Congress. I love this. There are three primary challengers to the incumbent who's in CD 32. And I've had the two others on the show, and I want to be sure and have Sherry on too. And just tell us, now say, Sherry is a, you can't see because this is radio, she's a lovely woman, and politics is a, you know, can be, I enjoy it, but it can be a little bit rough and tumble. So why did you get into this race for Congress?
I've been a constituent in CD32 for the last 16 years and have been in Texas since 1972. And I'm not happy with the direction our country is going in. We have out of control regulations. Our laws and regulations are not enforced. Our national security is threatened on all fronts. Our borders are not secure. We have an illegal immigration problem, big time. We have resettlement of refugees from unfriendly nations, and our debt and deficit is out of control. Our health care is in shambles with the Affordable Care Act that was passed, and it has hurt more people than it has helped. Our politicians are not listening to us. And as I go around and talk to people, I hear about how they are hurting. Our middle class is in decline. Our politicians are listening to corporations and lobbyists, and when it comes to laws being passed, whatever the constituents say, whatever the citizens say, it's like they've turned a blind eye, and they don't hear us, they don't see us, and that has troubled me to where I feel like this is the time where we have to say, okay, you've been in office, our elected representative has been in office 20 years come November. Mm. I'd like to see him term limited.
Mm-hmm. Well, we sure love term limits on this show. I'm in favor of them, term limits for really state and federal level, and frankly, even our justices. So it is interesting because I think we hear from the GOP establishment in Washington. I mean, every issue you raise, Sherry, is exactly right. We've talked about all of them in the show. My litany I went through in the first hour, my Speak Up for America segment mentioned all those. But I think the GOP would say, well, you know, what could we possibly do? We had a Democrat president. We didn't even have a majority in the House and Senate the whole time. And they kind of act like they're doing the best they can do. So, but you don't buy that.
I don't buy that. We gave them the House of Representatives and the Senate. They had a majority. And we are no further ahead. They do not communicate their ideas. They do not listen to us. All they keep saying is, well, help us win the election. And then we will pass laws and we'll send it to the president. Now, send us a Republican president. It's not going to happen. They, history has shown that they're not doing their job. We need to bring them back.
You know, I have had the thought when I hear the Republicans in Washington say, well, what are we going to do? So what they're saying is, if Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or Mayor Bloomberg wins this presidential election, we'll have another 4 years of complete Republican capitulation. They're kind of admitting that.
Of course they are. And you know what? I came to this country in 1972. We came with barely $59 in my parents' pocket. And we lived the American dream. And if we don't stand up and believe in the Constitution of the United States, in free capitalism, free markets, jobs for our citizens, secure borders, stop trying to nation build others, cut all the waste in our government. If we don't do that, we are going to have socialism take root in this country. Mm-hmm. And that is a frightening thought to me. And that is why I threw myself into the race.
Sherry, I would like to ask a question of you. First of all, tell our listeners where you came from, and then tell them, please, a little bit about what you have been involved with since you've been in recently. What do you do as a living?
I came, like I said, in 1972 with my family, and we left a country called Burma at that time that's now called Myanmar. And we left a socialist dictatorship, and the country was run by a military junta. And we left that. We left everything. And we didn't get government subsidies. We didn't get a government handout. We all went to work. We kept our head down, and we have lived the American dream. And I want jobs for our citizens. Mm-hmm. I want a better America for my child and her children, my grandchildren someday. I want it for all the citizens of America. Our founding fathers gave us a roadmap, the Constitution of the United States. They gave us the Bill of Rights. They gave us, we the people, the power, not the government. Power doesn't come from government to the people. Mm-hmm. We have to be very, very mindful. The primary election is so important. People come out and they say, oh, I only vote for president. No. Because the elected representatives that you send to Washington, D.C., to the state capital, to the capital, federal government, we, the people, have to take the privilege that we have in the vote that we cast very, very seriously.
Hmm. And what is it you've been involved with? I mean, what do you do?
I have been in healthcare. I've always been in healthcare all of my life. My parents are physicians. We have must be about 13, 14 physicians in the family. Hmm. I became a nurse. I married a doctor. And when this Affordable Care Act, they started talking about it, we were absolutely adamant that that was not going to be good for the country. But nevertheless, we got it, and more people have been hurt than helped. And this healthcare law, it's so, so bad. Every day I talk to people, and they tell me, I cannot afford the premiums. They lose their job, they lose their health insurance, and then they can't afford to get the Obamacare and the health exchange because they still can't afford it. Mm-hmm. So they say, well, I'd rather take the penalty and pay the tax.
Yeah. You know, I should mention, Sherry mentioned about people who say only vote in the general election. And if any of these listeners have ever said that, or you know people who do, please understand, most elections in America are decided in the primary. Mm-hmm. The congressional seats, by March 1st in Texas, when our primary happens, the election's over. If you vote in the fall, there's going to be someone on the Republican side and some on the Democrat side, but your district is going to go either Republican or Democrat, whatever it's done historically. So your election, if you actually care, is on March 1st. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, February 1st, happens to be the last day to register to vote. You can still register and vote in this primary in CD32 and the presidential primary. I'm sorry to interrupt your interview, but I meant to mention that before we started. So Sherry, I was going to mention, Sherry is married to Dr. Patrick Rocknine, who has been on this show. He is a just a very strong and articulate advocate against Obamacare, has testified, has, you know, given workshops and town halls, talking with people, trying to help people understand that socialized medicine decreases the quality of health care. So I would think that's especially a big issue to you.
Oh, definitely. And when I worked in with the patients in the office and all of that, it would be heartbreaking because they can't find the doctors that take the Obama exchange insurances. They can't find the hospital that'll take the insurances. So for being covered with insurance, they're still no better off because they don't have the doctor, and then they don't have a place to go. And so this is something that because every single citizen, healthcare is from the time of conception till the end of life. And we have to make sure we have the best healthcare system in the world. We need to change the way we're doing business. We have so many monopolies. Corporations, healthcare corporations are getting bigger and bigger. Then they're going to become too big to fail, and we can't have that.
Ms. Rafneen, I have a couple of questions. How long have you been in the race?
I jumped in at the last minute. December 9th was the deadline to put my name in as a candidate. And that was a Monday. And on that Friday, I thought about it, and I just told my husband. I said, I've got to get in. I've got to do something. I've just got to jump into it. And I'm self-funding mostly. I have now a website, www.sherryforcongress.com. And if anybody wants to try to give me some money, that's great. And if they don't,
campaigns do cost money.
So yeah, have you started going door to door? Have you started talking to the constituents or anything like that? And how has that been for you as far as meeting one on one with constituents and hearing what their concerns are? I know Obamacare is a huge, huge issue. And I hear about it more and more every day between the fact that their premiums are so high for them to even meet their deductible and also the fact that very few doctors or dentists even take coverage from Obamacare, and with also the health insurance companies that are jumping out. The big thing is also going to be our day-to-day lives, our concerns with security. What are you hearing on the streets?
Oh, everybody's very excited. It even surprises me and shocks me that they're so excited that I'm running for Congress. They just want change. They are tired of all this bickering that's going on. Everyone is just very unnerved. They're just very, very unhappy. And as soon as they hear that, you know, anyone, I'm for you. I said, okay, great. And they all have that same mood.
That we're ready for a change. We're speaking this evening with Sherry Rafneen, who is running for U.S. Congress in CD32 in North Texas. There are three people in the primary, and Sherry mentioned before, but I want to be sure our listeners get it. Her first name is Sherry, C-H-E-R-I-E, and your website for your campaign is?
www.sherryforcongress.com.
And she's running in CD32, and if you're listening to the show, you certainly are very possibly in CD32. This is the kind of North Dallas, North Texas district that is currently held by Pete Sessions, and there are a lot of people agitating for change, and I'm grateful that Sherry came in tonight. We are about ready to go off to our break, but is there anything else you want to quick tell our listeners about how to get a hold of you?
Yes. Please email me at Sherry, C-H-E-R-I-E, dot Rafneen, R-O-U-G-H-N-E-E-N, at gmail.com, or get on my website, or get on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Send me a message. If you need yard signs, you want to talk to me, I am available 24/7. Call me in the middle of the night, too. That's fine. You know why? Because I'm a nurse, and I'm used to the phone going off.
Well, that was a brave thing to say on air. All right. Sherry, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Debbie.
You know what? There is so much more to talk about, but we're going to do our break now because when we come back, I want to be sure and tell you what President Obama is doing, what he's up to, while we are distracted by the Iowa caucuses, the GOP presidential race. There's so much more to talk about, so much more to know about. So come back after a very brief timeout to Ladies Can We Talk with Jenny McGarry, Carrie Kellerman, and me, your host, Debbie Georgettis. Come back after our break.
This is 660 AM. The Answer. John David Wells.
Finally, after all the talking heads, after all the pundits, after all the candidates' debates, finally we the people get to be heard. Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Next time, we're going to bring you the results of the first votes cast in the 2016 presidential election. It's Iowa caucus night, and you'll hear all the results on The Wells Report tonight on 660 AM. The Answer.
John David Wells, weeknights at 8, followed by Hugh Hewitt on 660 AM. The Answer.
So long as Hillary Clinton remains a candidate for president, our media seems determined to create a protective bubble around her where she gets to define what can and cannot be discussed relating to her character, almost like a special rule for her because she's a woman. Hi, this is Debbie Georgiatis, your host on Ladies Can We Talk, on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM The Answer. On my show, we believe in the power, intelligence, and promise of women in every walk of life. We also believe character matters in our leaders, whether male or female. So we will talk about cattle futures, FBI files, Hillary's treatment of women like Juanita Broderick, Jennifer Flowers, Kathleen Willey, and Benghazi private email servers, because the truth surrounding all of these issues and people is relevant to Hillary Clinton's character. So I hope you tune in every Sunday. We talk truth about every presidential candidate, including Hillary Clinton.
From Plano to Din down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
Huffines is by far the best dealership I've ever bought a car from. The entire car buying experience was seamless, and I will definitely be buying there again.
And now at both locations of family-owned and family-run Huffines Chevrolet in Plano and Louisville, get Texas size savings on every new Huffines Chevrolet car, truck, and SUV. This includes one of the best selections of new Chevy Camaros, the Motor Trend Car of the Year from one of the largest Camaro retailers on earth, Huffines. So find new roads today to Ray Huffines Chevrolet in Plano and Huffines Chevrolet in Louisville, or online at huffines.net.
Are you being denied credit? Are you paying high interest rates? At CreditRepair.com, we know life happens. Divorce, medical bills, student loans, and many other reasons why credit scores fall. That's why at CreditRepair.com, we're committed to helping folks get the second chance they deserve to improve their credit.
CreditRepair.com is actually acting as an advocate for me. Things that I thought when you paid them off, they were still on there. Things that I didn't even know were on, they were on there. But they got them removed. I feel they're doing what they said they'd do and beyond. I'm not going to abuse this second chance that they gave me. I'm in the process now of buying a home. CreditRepair.com actually does work.
We can help you get a second chance at great credit. The consultation is free and includes a free credit score and summary credit report. We'll review your current credit situation right on the phone with a game plan to restore it. Call 800-231-1735. That's 800-231-1735. Again, 800-231-1735. 800-231-1735.
In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 2, God says, "Write in a book all the words I've spoken to you." Is there a story in you today? Have you ever felt urged by God to write those words in a book? Zulon Press is the largest, most experienced Christian self-publisher in the world, and they're offering a free publishing guide at ChristianPublishingGuide.com. They've helped thousands of people just like you tell their stories and touch thousands of lives.
Share your story and find out more today at 660AMTheAnswer.com. Visit 660AMTheAnswer.com now.
660 AM The Answer.
More of Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis, right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank our guest in the last segment, Sherry Rocknin, running for U.S. Congress. Great to have her in studio. Even though the Iowa caucus is tomorrow and everyone in the entire country who pays attention to politics is following it all closely, I'm going to hit on something President Obama's up to in the next segment. I first want to talk about Hillary and the latest news about her emails. And I actually have a reason. I'm not just trying to pick on Hillary, but I do want to make this point. First of all, Hillary and Bernie Sanders are really, really neck and neck in the Iowa caucus. I think it's going to be really interesting to see how they come out. I'll be very, very interested to see. because this week, the Obama administration confirmed for the first time that Hillary Clinton's home server, her illegal home server, contained closely guarded government secrets, and the administration censored 22 emails that contained material requiring one of the highest levels of security classification. So all this talk about, well, Hillary's email wasn't really sensitive information. It was just kind of silly stuff, you know, planning Chelsea's wedding. There were serious top secret things in the emails that Hillary used in her home email server. And may I just say for one second, how could there not be? If she's completely declining using the service the U.S. government provides to keep email secure and safe, and she's using her homespun email server, of course her homespun email server had to contain all the emails she received and therefore had to contain and include emails that had top secret things. She wasn't Secretary of State for four years and nobody ever sent her anything top secret. I mean, of course, or to say it positively, she was Secretary of State. She got things in emails that were top secret and they came to her home server. The end. But I'm going to talk about why this doesn't bother Democrat voters. I was telling the ladies on the break or before we started today that, you know, it's like 17% of Hillary voters think that she's got any problem with the emails, which is really amazing because the percentage, as you might imagine, is much higher among Republicans. But here's the thing I want to analogize it to. I used to practice law in San Diego. There's an absolute requirement that if you a client confides a confidence in you, this is, you know, attorney-client privilege, you simply can't repeat it. You can't say, well, this is just my girlfriend's. We're just sitting around having a drink and they don't know this client anyway. What difference does it make? The requirement to comply with attorney-client privilege is absolute with the exception of narrow exceptions carved out in the law. And everyone knows that. And I really don't know lawyers who openly blather about their client's secrets. They just don't, at least in the caliber of law firm I practiced. So all by itself, the fact that Hillary, this is a very similar thing. She decided her emails didn't deserve the protection. The American people didn't deserve the protection. The American national security assets didn't deserve the protection of the federal system that would have kept her emails safer. So my question to my brilliant leading ladies is, why doesn't this bother Democrat voters more?
Well, they're used to bending the rules. They are. I mean, you know, everything is somebody else's fault. Everything is because of someone else's decision. And everything is always misunderstood, miscommunicated. What was the last thing that they said? Misinterpreted or something along those lines.
Misremembered.
That's it.
Oh, misremembered.
Thank you.
Being shot at by sniper fire. I misremembered that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought I was being shot at, but I wasn't.
It's bending the rules. I mean, but when you and I were talking about this, one of the things that we said is the number that we need to pay attention to is what is the level of trust the American people, Republican or Democrat, have for Hillary Clinton.
This is her biggest problem. One of you guys, I think, is quick looking this up, but I mean, her numbers have always been cringe level embarrassing when people ask, do you trust Hillary Clinton? So, but they don't seem to mind the emails. I mean, at least Democrat voters are saying, well, you know, Hillary always has the vast right-wing conspiracy. They're picking on me. It's no big deal. These are emails about my yoga class. She was freaking Secretary of State where people had to communicate serious secrets to her and she wouldn't use the system the government provided. So
59% of the American people, we just got the number.
Yahoo. yay for Google, for internet.
Don't trust this woman. And if they don't trust this woman, and they're saying that the emails aren't the issue, the bigger question is, what do the Democrats see to not trust that we're not even at?
Wait, yeah, we're not thinking about. Well, we mentioned one, Benghazi.
Yes, Benghazi is huge. Mm-hmm. That's a huge piece. It was a breach of trust for our entire nation and cost American lives.
I don't trust her health. I mean, I think there's some real reasons for concern here. She had a coughing spasm recently, I believe, and then she had a strange trip to the bathroom during the December debate. Took longer than anyone thought.
Maybe it was makeup.
I just think there's some really, yeah. I just think there's some real questions there. She doesn't look healthy. She doesn't. I mean, there was another picture of her in New York City walking out of a doctor's office, and she looked like she was holding on for dear life to somebody's hand. I guess it was Chelsea's or somebody's. I mean, just looked unstable even on her feet.
Well, I know I hit on this issue all the time, but I think this matters so much. She's trying to carve out her niche in this public, in this, you know, election cycle as the person who will stand up for women. And she went out of her way to be the attacker in chief against women who were complaining about her sexual predator husband and his conduct. To me, you don't get to play both sides of that aisle. I think that by itself is an astounding attack on her integrity.
Well, I have to say, I do agree about the fact that she is trying to carve out her niche. I see it, though, that the public is carving it out for her, and it's called unelectable.
I hope so. I hope
okay.
so.
I will say, too, about the women issue is that she's taken how many millions of dollars from Saudi Arabia? This is a country where girls are having to dress head to toe in black. They look like black ghosts running around the country, the cities. And they can't drive. They can't leave home without a male family member. And she's taking money from this country. If you're really for the rights of women, I say, Hillary, give that Saudi money back.
It is a principle thing. You know, we hear candidates being told, well, you took money from whoever it was, and some extrapolated long thing that 10 years ago he, you know, stood up his prom date, and they go, okay, that was really bad, give the money back. You can have the most relatively marginal offenses that cause the press to say, well, you can't take money from them, and so we give money back. But in Hillary's case, or the Clinton Foundation's case, millions from Islamic countries, and most especially Saudi Arabia, who treat women like not even second-class citizens, kind of like dogs.
Yeah, not to even to mention the way they treat gays and homosexuals.
But just come back to her personal life. Mm-hmm. If she really cared about the rights of women, why would she have stayed with Bill? I mean, honestly, it's like, you know, he has humiliated her on the public forum, and it never mattered. Instead, it became a right-wing conspiracy. If she really cared about how women were viewed and how they were treated in a marriage or in any relationship, she would be living that dream.
Yeah. Wouldn't respect for women start with respect for yourself?
Absolutely. And that's where
you're a woman, Hillary. Yes. Why didn't you stand up for yourself? Why did you stay with a guy like that?
Well, everyone can see it's a marriage with quotes, air quotes, from a marriage of convenience, a marriage of power. You know, one last thing I'll say, Hillary, she always gets away with. She and her left-wing ilk are so talented at coming up with these little catchphrase slogans. A huge one she's used throughout her career is this Move On. And MoveOn.org started from the Clintons when some scandal, I think it was the FBI files, whichever scandal it was.
One of them.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Bimbo eruptions?
Was it Whitewater?
Whitewater
or something.
One of those scandals where the media who follows along with them like lapdogs. She says, oh, I already answered those questions. We had that interview last week. She never answers. She's never accountable. And the media starts saying, can we please just move on? Can you get over that? And this particular thing with the emails and the this now discovering that we're top secret things, her expression by one, not her, by someone on her campaign is that this whole fuss is overclassification run amok.
Overclassification? How does our federal government have top secret issues that are overclassified? I don't think she even understands that word classified.
I think she made it
or
up.
Or confidential. Maybe she misremembered it.
She made it up.
Well, I will say, you know, we're going to this is a serious point on this. We have talked about this issue before, but I will be very interested to see in these evangelical Iowa voters tomorrow's caucus day in Iowa, and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are neck and neck. I mean, they are very close. She's apparently up, but I actually have said since last year, I would love to have an actual GOP presidential race with Bernie Sanders, the socialist, as the Democrat candidate, and anyone on the right we have as Republican, because America needs to face this socialism question. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders puts it right in our faces.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to talk next about Mayor Bloomberg. He's going to talking about getting in this race because he's a little bit upset. Former New York City Mayor Bloomberg. Talk about him a little bit and what he's going to do after Iowa. And we'll keep our eyes on the Iowa caucus. And so don't go away. We'll be back before you know it. Come back to Ladies Can We Talk with Jenny McGeary, Carrie Kellerman, Debbie Georgiadis, and very exciting discussion about America.
Learn a little something at the start of your day. The Mark Davis Show.
Mornings 7 to 10
on 660 AM. The Answer.
Some on the American left claim they are standing up for women when they are really just selling failed liberal ideas. They do this because once they claim the pro-women banner, they can attack people who disagree with their political opinions as anti-women. The truth is, American women have formed countless new conservative political organizations. Here are a few. Ladies Can We Talk, Independent Women's Forum, Chicks on the Right, Smart Girl Politics, Claire Booth Luce Society, Politichicks, Susan B. Anthony List, Kitchen Cabinet, Voices of Conservative Women, Concerned Women of America, Eagle Forum. Millions of American women embrace conservative ideas because those ideas actually make life better for women. This is Debbie Georgiatis. Keep tuning in to Ladies Can We Talk every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on 660 AM, The Answer. We talk truth about America and about how the issues impact all Americans, including women.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
Hi, Will Nell with American Leak Detection. When the weather is dry, many people believe their foundation is failing, when in fact, what you have is a plumbing leak. Leaking pipes under your slab can cause movement in your foundation and expensive damage to your home. So before you have your foundation fixed, you should get your plumbing checked. With state-of-the-art technology, American Leak Detection is the only name to call. We are the original leak specialists. We can locate your plumbing leak without destruction and then repair it. Don't let a plumbing leak under your foundation go undetected or waste money on unnecessary foundation repair. Go to AmericanLeakDetection.com today. That's AmericanLeakDetection.com.
We're American Leak Detection. American Leak Detection.
The days go by, the weight goes up, and you're feeling down. Well, forget the struggle. Forget failure, because the most powerful weight loss technology ever is here with Fatloss VFLV.
This technology is a scientific breakthrough that really works. I'm Dr. Jim. How would you like to lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days? Guaranteed. No cravings, no hunger, no drugs, and no hormones.
Put this number in your phone, 844-801-THIN, or go to FatLossDFW.com and let FatLossDFW make your body a fat-burning blast furnace. Get with the program and lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days.
She's right. I've seen people lose 40 or more pounds in just 40 days. Go to FatLossDFW.com.
Schedule a free consultation with my friend, Dr. Jim, at 844-801-THIN. I've lost 36 pounds, and if I can do it, you can too. Call now. It's 844-801-THIN. You're going to look great.
If you're over 50 and concerned about any of the following, stay tuned for an exclusive free bottle offer. Are you concerned about your heart health? Are you interested in healthy brain function? What about joint comfort? Well, if you answered yes to any of these questions, we want to send you a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Krill Omega 50 Plus combines krill oil with ultra-pure fish oil in one tiny pill, and it promotes your joint health, your heart health, your arteries, brain function, and even your eye health. Best of all, you can get a free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus today. Just pay for shipping, and we'll send you a free bottle. Experience the miracle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Call now for your free bottle. 1-800-313-1982. That's 1-800-313-1982. 1-800-313-1982. 1-800-313-1982. Again, call now. 1-800-313-1982.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. 660 AM. The Answer.
866-660-5759 is the number to call with your question or comment. Back to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiatis on 660 AM. The Answer.
Okay, so we have, it's really fun at this show to have the two ladies in studio with me because we talk in the break about which stories to cover. And here's our problem. There are too many stories in the remaining half an hour. So we're going to go on hyperdrive. No, we're going to just hit on a few. So put on your seatbelt, listen fast. My mother
used to say.
It's a bumpy
ride.
Yeah. Listen fast, baby. But I want to mention one thing that is just, while we're all paying attention to Iowa caucus and debates and Hillary and Bernie, one thing that this president is doing, President Obama's doing, that is just really symbolic of the idea of big government, that you get more of this kind of junk if you end up with Hillary or Bernie Sanders or even Mayor Bloomberg running this country. And this is that. The Democrats in the U.S. Senate tried last year to pass a law called the Paycheck Fairness Act. And I should say, my background's a labor lawyer. I used to represent in California litigation large businesses in employment-related disputes. And so I studied these laws, but this wasn't a law at that time. Here's the deal. The left is so concerned that businesses will be mean and unfair to women, they wanted to pass a law that essentially required employers to send in to the government a list of their employees and the job description they have, the pay, and their gender. So the EEOC, using your tax dollars, paying little busybody people in Washington could review your business and say, hey, wait a minute, why are you paying, you know, Joe more than you're paying Susie? Why is this person earn less than that person? And you know, it is all because they have no trust in the American people, in American businesses, and in the people themselves. No one is guaranteeing that pay will be fair at every employer. No one's guaranteeing that. Life doesn't have those kind of guarantees. But when you have the added burden for an employer to hire someone to compile this data and send it into Washington, and then somebody in the EEOC looks it over and says, you know what? I see you justify the difference in salary between these two because of X, Y, and Z. We don't think those are good enough reasons. We're coming to visit your company. You're getting an EEOC audit. And all this does is eat up money the business could have on hand to hire more employees, to expand their business, to expand into a new product or market line or location, and you spend it paying lawyers fees to fight with the federal government to defend why you paid Joe more than Susie. And I got to tell you, for any of you people out there who've worked in the private sector, which I hope is most of you, everybody knows there's a difference in the quality of performance people put in. You know when you work there. Everybody knows, in large workforces especially, unless you're a assembly line in a factory and you can do a how many widgets per hour did you make, people perform differently based on their attitudes. Everybody knows this. I mean, these ladies are shaking their heads. They know, nodding their heads, meaning yes. This is what happens in workforces. You know, I know why Susie paid less, because she's a slouch. She's late half the time. She doesn't work hard. She's constantly argumentative. She disturbs the workforce. And Joe is, I mean, there are reasons. I'll tell you one last thing about this, and then these ladies can finally jump in and say what they think. If you think this issue doesn't matter to you, I want you to think about this idea. You get out of college. You're a young person. You're finishing college. Or you are an adult with young adult children. They're getting out of college. They go look for a job. In the workforce now, the employer is going to say, look, I'd like to pay you more, Carrie and Jenny, because I know you're better employees than these 25 other people over here, but I'm going to get complaints about it if I don't just pay you all the same. So you won't reward hard work. People will not be incentivized to work hard, and you will destroy, I'm telling you folks, you'll destroy jobs for women, because it's women who are the alleged victims. They're going to have the EEOC on their back, and your son getting out of college is going to say, geez, you know what? I'm frustrated because I know I'm working better than Susie down the hall. I'm way more productive and intelligent and competent. But they won't pay me more because they're worried about the EEOC. Okay, now I'll finally shut up. This is the kind of stuff the left does all the time in every region of American life. If you give them power, they will happily take it and govern every aspect of your life.
When I was growing up, I was told that competition always made quality go up. And I'm trying to think of this EEOC. It sounds to me almost like salaries are like participation awards for everybody.
Yes.
Kind of like you just kind of get an award.
A little trophy.
Yeah, for showing up, but there's really no winners and there's really no losers. And when you do that, you completely take away the competition. If you take away the competition, you take away the strive for excellence.
Concerns I have. Okay. A, private sector, public sector. There should be a difference. And there is not a job description that must meet a certain pay grade in the private sector at all times, especially in small businesses. Mm-hmm. The second thing I look at is that the next time there is a snowstorm, there will be a lot more unessential workers with the government, especially in the EEOC, that will be going home.
Yeah, not showing up. Yeah, the age-old question, the big snowstorm, is for all the non-essential employees, why is it they're being paid at all? But, you know, these are the kind of things that over time, they harp away, they chip away at the robustness of the free market. Mm-hmm. They chip away at the private sector of competition. And these are the kind of things that the left will do if left to their own devices, mm-hmm. if the people don't watch. This is one more thing I'll say about this. The Democrats tried to get this through when they had a Democrat majority in the Senate. They couldn't get it passed. Mm-hmm. They couldn't get it passed in the Senate, let alone the House. Of course, it wasn't going to pass it. But this is the government, in the name of fairness and equality and fixing things, controlling your life. Mm-hmm. This is a Democrat Party theme. Now, what?
I was going to say, let me just add one other thing. Okay, one of the things that when I came out of college that I was part of, and I know a lot of people that have been, and it's one of the most exciting things that you can do, and there's so many people that I know continuing to do it that are serial entrepreneurs, startup companies. You come to work, you get paid a certain amount, and that certain amount doesn't mean you cover one job description. You wear many hats because this is a startup company of maybe a handful of people, and everybody's required to jump in and pitch in. If you do something like this, you are limiting that and the ability to grow and to let small companies grow and also profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say it's the old Thanksgiving story, but back when William Bradford and the Pilgrims landed, they originally tried this equal. You know, everybody kind of pitch in. And so they had them farm the land, and everything that they, all the fruits of their labor went to a common store, and everybody took what they needed. Well, obviously, there you've got some people that worked harder than others, and the ones that didn't want to work as hard just kind of watched the other one. And the other ones went, wait a minute, where they're
why am I working?
Yeah, why am I working? It's that going galt from Ayn Rand's novel. But anyway, the next year they changed it up and they said, okay, this is your land. This is your land. This is your land. You work it. You keep the fruits of your labor. If there's extras, then you can sell it for a profit at the company's, at the common store. And that's when they had more than enough. And that's when they had the Thanksgiving with the Indians to share the extras that they had from, because they were incentivized. They were able to reap from their own labor and their own effort. And when you're able to do that, then you work harder. You just do.
Yeah. You know, the bottom line of all this, I was thinking you were talking, is that fabulous quote from Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of England, about essentially, you can't separate reward from labor and expect to get effort.
Yes.
If you cannot reward people who work hard, which is what socialism is, this little EEOC thing is just a tiny little example. It is a severing of the connection between hard work and reward. Now, I will say, in fairness to my sweet friends here, because I didn't tell them before the show that I want to talk about this subject, which I usually do, that currently in the proposed form, EEOC regulations will only apply to employers of 100 or more. But this is how they start. Take it from an old laborer. I'm not old. A young labor lawyer, that this is what the EEOC and the federal government always does. Oh, it's just for big employers. It's not going to hurt you. And as soon as it gets started, it'll apply to you. Trust me on this. So we're going to go back off to our break, but I cannot wait to talk in the next segment, our last segment for this week. We're going to try to fit in Mayor Bloomberg's candidacy. I'm telling you, right here today, mark it down. January 31st, he's going to run. That's my prediction. And secondly, I want to talk about what the New York City liberal answer is. The mayor and the city council is about to do to the New York City and their tourism industry, and contrast it with what Rudy Giuliani did there. So don't go away. Back for our last segment of Ladies Can We Talk.
AM, the answer.
You may have heard presidential candidate Bernie Sanders praise the country of Denmark. Bernie Sanders is a Democrat socialist, and he openly acknowledges he wants to bring socialism to America. But let's focus on Denmark, his favorite country. I urge you to go to a website, Manipulism, MANIPULISM.com. That website was put up by a woman who actually lives in Denmark and tells the truth about the astounding cost of living in Denmark. The taxes you pay when you buy a new car are 180% of the price of the car, meaning you pay more in taxes to the government than for the car you purchase. Danish people have the highest private debt in the world, and very few ever actually own a car or a house. A gallon of gas costs $10. Denmark's suicide rate averages about 20 per 100,000, much higher than the American suicide rate. Socialism makes people poor and miserable. people. Don't let Bernie Sanders or any other Democrat bring it to America.
Hey, Mark Davis, for my friends at Climate Evangelista Eye Center, with a wish for you in 2016. Focus to get things done at work or getting fit. Focus figuratively and literally. Imagine you're at work getting things done. Your glasses are slipping. You push them up. You can't focus. You stop to clean them. 10 minutes later, you can't find where you were on the page. Productivity paused. LASIK from Climate Evangelista can help. All right, you're at the gym working hard. Sweat drips in your eyes. You wipe. You drop the glasses on the treadmill. You got to get rid of those infernal glasses. LASIK from Climate Evangelista can help you ditch those distractions and stay focused. Get it? And you don't have to break the bank to do it. LASIK from Climate Evangelista can fit just about any budget. Interest-free financing, affordable payment options. Get LASIK for as low as under $100 a month. So learn more about financing your LASIK procedure at LASIKsurgery.com or call them 1-800-714-2020, 1-800-714-2020. Talk to one of the friendly counselors. Goals take focus. Focus takes LASIK. From Climate Evangelist to Eye Center, LASIKsurgery.com, 1-800-714-2020.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-581-5369. That's 1-800-581-5369.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-581-5369. That's 1-800-581-5369.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too, Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you.
Huffines has a great selection. I knew exactly what I wanted when Huffines had it.
And now at both locations of family-owned and family-run Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano and Louisville, get Texas size savings on every new Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in stock. Plus, choose from Huffines Texas size selection and save even more with the highest cash rebates, lowest financing available, and top dollar for your trade. For more, click to Huffines.net or come to Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Plano at Ohio and Coit Road, or in Louisville, Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on I-35 just north of 121. And remember, for award-winning sales, service, and over 90 years of Texas values, Huffines has it.
660 AM The Answer. 660AMTheAnswer.com.
We return to Ladies Can We Talk with host Debbie Georgiadis on 660 AM The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to Ladies Can We Talk? Sorry to talk over our bumper music we love so very much by Krista Branch. This is our last segment, though, and I want to take a moment before we launch off to talk about Mayor Bloomberg and perhaps about New York City to thank the sponsor for this show. There's a company in North Texas named GC Works in the Dallas area. They perform research in advanced technology, and they deliver innovative approaches to the oil and gas industry. GC Works is the sponsor for this show. I cannot thank them enough. Sincerely, the show would not be possible without them. I appreciate their generosity, and I just want to say thank you every single time for their support of this show. Well, turning to this last segment and the fact the Iowa caucuses are tomorrow, this is killing me. We don't have a show tomorrow night. I want to come back tomorrow night and talk about whatever, but this is a once-a-week show, Sunday night, 6 to 8, so we're talking a little bit about tomorrow, but I do want to just take a moment to talk about this this contrast in New York City. Many of you knew about Rudy Giuliani when he was mayor of New York City, when he entered his time as mayor, that there was an extremely high crime rate and New York City was dangerous and no one could walk through Central Park. It just had a horrible and yet well-deserved reputation for being full of crime. It was a dangerous place to go as a tourist. Rudy Giuliani's reaction as a Republican, I don't know if he would like the label conservative, but he's Republican, was essentially this broken windows idea that basically we crack down on everything. We're not going to let the little crime occur because that's what leads to the bigger crime. So we're going to stop graffiti, stop the broken windows. We're putting officers in the neighborhoods where crime occurs. What a concept. Yes. The taxpayers who pay taxes want the police in the neighborhoods where the crime happens. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we had an amazing turnaround in New York City.
56%
of decrease in crime.
Yes.
Thank you. That's Jenny McGeary. And it was just an amazing thing. In fact, I'll put up on the Ladies Can We Talk Facebook page. If you're on Facebook, go to Ladies Can We Talk. Or go to our website, ladiescanwetalk.org. I'll put this article up that really gives great detail about the thinking, the details, and the outcome of this broken windows idea to stop crime in New York City. I'd like to contrast that with a plan on the ballot, the voters have no say. This is City Council. New York City City Council is set to change the law in New York. They're going to stop enforcing the law against... what's the right word to say on the air? Relieving yourself in public, not finding proper facilities, just relieving yourself in public. Mm-hmm. They're going to stop having officers arrest people for that. Public elimination of all kinds, bodily elimination, excessive noise that is used sometimes. People get a little wound up in the public. Those are not going to be prosecuted. And I want to quote a member of the New York City Council, Melissa. Her name is Melissa Mark Viverito, a Democrat. She said, "We know that the system has been really rigged against communities of color in particular. So the question has always been, what can we do in this job to minimize unnecessary interaction with the criminal justice system so that these young people can really fulfill their potential?" So what she's saying is, people of color can't follow basic human decency laws. That's what she's saying. I want to say, the left is always whining and complaining that conservatives are racist. Mm-hmm. This is a deeply racist thing for the city council member to say, and for the city council to be pondering, that you're not going to enforce basic human decency statutes, laws, regulations in New York City because too many people of one particular color get arrested. So the solution isn't to demand compliance like Giuliani to shape up, to say we're going to stop even the little crime. The solution is stop calling it a crime, and that'll solve it.
I think New York has just put a big dent in their tourist industry with that one.
Amen. I agree. And all I can say is that, you know, you look at this and you say, okay, how do we govern? When you go into the mode of governing, the number one thing you should be looking at, and I don't think it should be limited to just conservatives or the left, is that you have to maintain public safety. And guess what? This is a huge dent in that, and they're going down that road. They're ignoring the broken window, and they're going right past looking at a city that is also broken. The way that they've treated their police officers in the past years, and then this, they do not care about community safety.
Well, how is it even clean?
How about public health?
Yeah, public health. That's the whole point. It's all related. Public safety should be the one thing that government was established to do. And this is the one thing that they are failing the constituents at doing.
New York City's going third world?
Exactly. You know, I went to... a third world country and a semester abroad in college in East Africa, in Kenya. I spent a semester there. And it's amazing what the difference was. I mean, the big city that has tourists, clean, you know. But outside that, just the standards of common human modern civilization haven't reached everywhere. And in other countries, I've heard people describe traveling in India and other places where the basic human, civilized, advanced, modern day world conduct is just not understood. So instead of, now I'll say, to be clear, what this article is saying is the police, they can stop the person. They can give them a civil citation, ask them to show up at a hearing where they may receive a fine, but...
Raise your hand. Their potential.
Yeah. Raise your hand if you think they're going to show up or pay a fine.
Yeah. I've got two teenage daughters. I don't want to go to Broadway and take them to go see Wicked and be able to witness anybody dropping trowel to relieve themselves anywhere in public. That just doesn't even, like, how does New York City think this is going to play out, and who's going to clean it up?
Oh, my God.
If you have to scoop the poop of your dog, does this mean that people that publicly relieve themselves have to scoop their own poop, or is this going to be another new...
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Who's going to do
I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to smell it.
Let's get rid of that image. Okay. And I really raised it because I will say, we moved here from Washington, D.C. We used to take our kids up there at Christmas time to see the Christmas tree, see the Rockettes, you know, Christmas show, look at the windows of the stores, or famous stores had really pretty windows. Displays, but really, tourism returned to New York because Giuliani did the shape up. Everyone complies with the laws. We're going to be a nice place again. And this is cruel, truly, to the New Yorkers.
It is
to people who have businesses who rely on tourism. This is just so. I hope you, New York City business owners who vote Democrat for whatever reason that you do, recognize this is the kind of government thinking. This is backward thinking. Okay, we only have a very short time left, so I'm just going to ask you because I don't have time to go into it. Bloomberg, Mayor Bloomberg, in between Giuliani and de Blasio, is now saying he may run for president. So I'll just ask you, 10-second answer. You think he's going to do it, Carrie?
I think it would be very challenging. He's got the money to do it, but money can't buy everything. And there's some deadlines that have passed, and there are thousands of signatures that need to be acquired. You can't buy that. That's just time and effort. So I would say no.
I don't think he will, but that's only telling you even more that the Democrats are scared to death Hillary won't get the nomination.
They are, you know, his stated reasons very quickly that Mayor Bloomberg has given. He had one set of advisors say that he's so concerned about Bernie Sanders because, after all, Bernie Sanders is a socialist. We can't have him as the party. And you know what? He's pretty darn popular. And he's popular with 43% of Democrats in Iowa polled said they favor socialism. So I don't know whether Bernie Sanders is that far off from the Democrat voters. But I will tell you the positives about Mr. Mayor Bloomberg. He is worth $41 billion with a B. He has said if he gets in, he's gonna spend $1 billion. So I think he's gonna do it. I don't know why. I could be wrong, but we're at the end of our time. Yeah, we're at the end of our time. So I want to thank our guests tonight: Sherry Rockneen, Ed Martin, Tamara Colbert. Thanks all, and Lori Medina, leading lady. Thank you to Jenny and Carrie for being here tonight. Thank you to our listeners for tuning to Ladies Can We Talk every week. Email me at ladiescanwetalk@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @DebbieCanWeTalk, and come back every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Listening to Ladies Can We Talk with Debbie Georgiadis. To learn more or to contact us, go to ladiescanwetalk.org. And be sure to join us every Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Dennis Prager can't see Hillary dodging the email scandal.
I don't know how Hillary Clinton is going to get out of this unless there are direct orders from the White House to the Attorney General, to the FBI. I believe the FBI would rebel. What she has done is so wrong, morally, patriotically, security-wise.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at noon, right before Sean Hannity at 2 on 660 AM, The Answer.
A recent poll showed that 85% of Americans say our country is headed in the wrong direction. But did you ever stop to ask yourself, what's the right direction? America needs to reassert the importance of the idea that there is indeed a unique, exceptional, precious American identity. That American identity includes many ideas. Here are just a few. Free markets, earned citizenship, reasserting the self-reliant American spirit, insisting on America's place in leadership in the world, and reasserting American sovereignty, not global UN rule. On Ladies Can We Talk going forward, we are going to provide examples week after week of what the American identity means. Getting America back on track requires that we recognize that while America is a melting pot of backgrounds, our identity must come from the unique American ideals that founded this country. It's the only way America can unite.
The year is not so new anymore, but your carpets can look that way with Zero Res. Hey, Mark Davis, my friends at Zero Res just gave me a fantastic carpet cleaning, and I'm offering it to you. 33